In the name of Lord Jesus, we shall command our studies.
我们重修长远，第一个意义就是信心生活的建立啊。
Just now we study to rebuild the city wall. We have to first build the life of faith.
因为这个高大的墙就是给我们最好的保这个保护保障啊。
As we know, the great high wall is one of the best protection we can get.
让我们在这个城里头。也就是在基督里面得到平安可以享受安息
And within the city wall within Christ we can receive peace and rest
第二啊我们为就是这个城墙啊也是一种团契生活的建立
And to rebuild the city wall is also likened to rebuild a life of fellowship.
我们看诗篇122篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms 122.
诗篇122篇。
Psalms 122.
诗篇122篇，我看第三节。
Verse 3.
诗篇122篇第三节
122 verse 3
这里说耶路撒冷被建造如同联络整齐的一座城
Jerusalem is built like a city that's closely compacted together
这个城被建造会联络整齐
Here the city wall is builtcompactly together
那一个城怎么样联络整齐
How does a city compact together
就是城墙的建立
It is the wall that's being built around the city
所以这个城墙是把整个城这样联络起来
It's a city wall that will compact all the city together
那么这种联络也就是一种团契
To have a closely compact together city is likened to have a close fellowship
今天我们受洗归入耶稣基督里面就是成为一个团契
Today when we are baptized into Christ we are one big fellowship
要联络起来成为一座荣耀的天上的耶路撒冷城
We must closely compact together to be like a glorious city of Jerusalem from heaven
那我们众弟兄姐妹就是在这样的团契里面在这一个城里头来侍奉神
And we brothers and sisters is likened to living in this kind of city serving God
对所以今天呢我们在幕后的真教会这种团契生活的建立很重要
Today in the end time it is very important to establish a life of fellowship in the church
那么这个开始建立初期教会它是建立起来的就是这样的一个团契生活
In the beginning yearsThis is how our church started by building a very closely knitted fellowship.
但是这个城墙已经被破坏了。
However, in here, we can see that during the time of the Jewish, the Israel, it was being broken down.
现在呢，我们要重新把它修建起来。
And because this wall has been broken down, it is our mission to rebuild this wall.
我们看使徒行传第二章
Let's turn to the book of Acts
当时这个教会这一座新耶路撒冷城是怎么样建立起来
See how this church or the new city of Jerusalem is being built
看第二章的四十二节
Acts chapter 2 verse 42
第二章的四十二节
Acts 2:42
这里说 多恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，拨便祈祷。
Here they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
哎，这些受洗的，这第一天啊，圣灵降临那一天呢，3000人受洗，教会建立起来。
These are the first batch of people who were baptized. 3,000 of them were baptized, and the church was then established.
那么他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训啊，来过团契的生活，彼此交接，过团契的生活。
And this is how they lived their life. They devoted themselves to the apostle teaching and living a life of fellowship.
好，那么这种交接的联络啊，就是彼此的联络。
This kind of fellowship is having communion with one another.
好，我们看到44节。
Verse 44.
说信的人都在一处，还物公用。
All the believers were together and they had everything in common.
46节说，他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
Verse 46.Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread and ate together with glad and sincere heart.
从这里看到他们当时这个耶路撒冷的教会啊，就是一个一家人的团契的生活。
And we can see the Jerusalem church at this time was likened to a fellowship in a family.
这一种团契的生活就是属灵真教会的生活。
And this kind of fellowship is a kind of spiritual church fellowship.
所以今天呢，我们
spiritual fellowship of a true church
要把这个团契的生活呢建立起来。
Therefore, today we have to establish this kind of spiritual fellowship in our church.
圣殿的重建是教会的这个福音的兴旺，教会的建立。
To rebuild a city, to rebuild a temple is to prosper the gospel as well as to establish the church.
那这一方面我们比较重视的是真理，是教义。
And to emphasize on rebuilding, we have to emphasize on the teaching of the truth.
好，那么重修墙垣是生活上的建立。
To rebuild the city wall,is to rebuild the life of faith.
好，信仰的建立和生活的建立是要并行的。
To build your life, to build your faith, it must go along with your life.
所以我们把信仰复兴起来之后，我们就要建立我们的信仰的生活。
And now, when our faith is revived, we have to build our lives.Surrounding our faith.
那信仰的生活是第一是个人信心的生活。
First, the life of faith must start with the way we live our life.
好，然后就是彼此之间团契的生活。
And next is to how we live our life with another person that is like a fellowship.
那么这种团契的生活，也就是有无相通、彼此相爱的生活。
And this kind of fellowship is a life where we love one another and everything is used in common.
我们看到第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章的32节。
Verse
32. 使徒行传第四章的32节。
Acts chapter 4, verse
32. 说那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一个人说他的东西有一样是自己的，多是大家共用。
All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possession was his own, but they shared everything they had.
这个就是一个团契生活。
So this is a kind of a life of fellowship.
那这种生活建立起来呢，会有什么表现呢？
What is the result after building this kind of life of fellowship?
33节。
Verse 32.
说使徒大有能力。见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩。
And the result is that, the apostles were filled with great power to continue to testify the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon the mall.
所以这种团契生活如果建立起来之后啊，你发现说教会很有能力。
After when this kind of fellowship has been built, you realize that the church will be filled with much power.
所有的人都得到神的大恩典。
And with great power, everybody in the church will receive grace upon them.
因为啊，神的恩典充充满满就充满在教会里面，大家共用，这个非常充满。
This is because the grace is upon this church where everybody share what they have with one another.
所以但是四节说
Verse 34,
说里面呢没有一个缺欠的。
There were no needy person among them.
没有一个缺乏的，大家都很丰富神的恩典。
For all of them are filled with the grace of God.
这个就是团契生活的建立重要性。
This is important of establishing a life of fellowship.
好，那么这种联络就是要以爱来联络。
And to commune one another, to communicate with one another, you need love.
所以这个墙，团契的墙，也就是彼此相爱的墙。
The wall of this fellowship is the wall of love.
是一个联络的墙。
It's a wall of communications.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章十五节、十六节。
Verse 15-16.
以弗所书第四章十五节、十六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15.
这里说，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Here it says that speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head as Christ.
这个意思就是说用爱心来团契。
Here it says that we need to have a fellowship of love.
用爱心实实在在的彼此来交通，来交接联络。
And with love, we speak in truth. We speak the truth in love.
所以在爱的这种团契当中呢，凡事长进，这个就建立起来了。
So with that kind of fellowship, the love will enable the fellowship to grow.
好，那么十六节这里说。
Verse 16.
全身体就是全体信徒。
And the whole body, which means that all the members.
联络得很合适，哇，这个好像城墙一样，联络得很合适。
They're joined together very closely, like the city wall that's compact together very closely.
那就发挥彼此相爱的这种功能出来了。
And with that, close communion, it is able to manifest the love.
各肢体都能发挥它的功能，彼此相助。
So every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love.
如果没有联络，这个爱彼此相爱就没有办法，没有办法去发挥功能。
If there is no support and there is no communications, then the love will not be able to build up.
好，那这个团契建立起来呢，大家都得到造就，就身体都渐渐增长。
After when this fellowship has been built, everybody will be able to edify one another, and everybody will be able to grow in Christ.
那每一个肢体呢，都在这个彼此这个团契的爱当中呢，得到建立，得到保守。
So every members will be able to build themselves up in love.
这个是非常坚固的。
This is a very strong wall.
所以今天呢，我们要建立这种团契，爱的团契。
Therefore, today we have to build this kind of fellowship of love.
这个是很坚强的，非常坚强。
And once this wall is being built, it is a very strong wall.
那么这样的话，我们这个圣城啊，就非常坚固。
And with this very strong city wall, this holy city itself is very firm.
我们看到彼得前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章。
First Peter chapter
4. 彼得前书第四章七节八节。
First Peter chapter 4, verse
7. 第四章的七节八节。
First Peter 4, verse
7. 万物的结局尽了，所以你们要 谨慎自守，警醒祷告。第八节
，8
最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。这里彼得在提到说，最万物的结局就是末日以前呐、这个时段啊。
Peter here says that during the end time, which is means that end of all things is near.
第一呀、这个谨慎自守，警醒祷告，这个就是信心生活的建立。
And first, it says that you must be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. And this refers to the establishment of the life of faith.
所以个人这个信心的生活一定要建立起来。
So your individual life of faith, you must be able to, you must build it first.
我们才有平安。
First, you must build this kind of life, then you will have peace.
那这个第八节就是团契的墙要建立起来，爱的生活要建立起来。
And then in verse 8, it says that next you have to build this life of fellowship, which is a life of love.
彼得最喜欢用这句话说最要紧的。
And this is a very important instruction from Peter, because he says that it is above all.
他的书信里面好几次提到这句话，最要紧的，最要紧的。
And in many of the books written by Peter, he always mentioned this above all, above all.
因为这个是主耶稣特别吩咐的。
Because this is a very important instruction from Jesus himself.
主耶稣要我们彼此相爱。
Because Jesus wants us to love each other deeply.
那么彼得在这里加强说，彼此切实相爱。
And here, Peter, he emphasized above all and love each other deeply.
也就是说，这种团契啊，建立起来是很坚固的。
In other words, if you build your fellowship on this kind of love, then it is a very strong fellowship and firm fellowship.
就看出我们今天呢、教会建立起来之后，要很重要要去建立的是什么？就是这种团契的生活。
So today, after when we build a church, what is the next thing that we have to build? It is the fellowship of love.
那这个团契的生活，你看，一个家庭很重要的生活就是一起吃饭，用诚实的心一起用饭。
Within this fellowship, is likened to one family where everybody comes together and have meal, in truth, with honest heart.
所以你会看到我们的教会，我们安息日大教会聚会之后，我们会一起用饭。你们要看清这个事情，这个很重要的，这个就是团契生活的建立。
Just like us, when we have our Sabbath day and we normally have meal during lunch, and this meal itself is very important because this is a way we build up fellowship.
那就会看出啊，在这个团契里面很自然，已经建立在这个团契里头了，他会很高兴。大家在一起哇吃了很高兴，但是呢，如果还没有被建立的，他就不大喜欢在这里呀、吃饭。
And therefore, an outsider when they see this fellowship has love, they will want to come and have meal with us. But if there is no love in this fellowship, they may not even want to sit down and eat with us.
这个是很容易会看出来。这边还有破洞，还有哪些破洞
？This is something that they can see very clearly, whether there's any holes and loopholes in the fellowship.
因为这个开始一路上你要建立起来，就是这样。你看，他们用欢喜、诚实的心一起用饭，哇，这个团契多好啊！
But when we look into the church that's been established on the apostle, when first is being established, there is a strong bond of love in their fellowship.
那因为这种团契呢，所以我们有一些罪，我们有一些软弱，彼此之间的互相得罪的，都盖掉了。
Because of this strong love in this fellowship, it covers all the multitude of sins.
彼此之间有什么误会啊，有什么冲突什么，全部都盖掉了。
And if there is any misunderstanding between one another, this kind of love will covers everything.
爱可以消除一切的这些罪过。
Because we know that love can covers all sins.
爱使人完美。
Because love makes a person complete.
因为这种爱，哇，每个人都是完美的。
And it's because of this kind of love, everything seems like perfect.
神看我们就是 最美丽的了。
And then when God looks at us, He looks at us as the most perfect,
beautiful. 所以教会要达到幕后啊，达到这个装饰整齐啊，像一个心腹一样，就是爱的团契一定要坚强。
Therefore, for a church to adorn herself and prepare herself to be like a beautiful bride for the bridegroom to come, then this church, this bride has to adorn herself with love.
哦，这个是很重要的、主要的这个属灵的教训，就是尼西米记重修强言最重要、主要的这个。
And this is one of the most important theme in this book of Nehemiah.
啊，那要怎么去建立啊？这个在尼西米记里头，我们就详细来学习啊。
And we're going to study in detail how to build this kind of fellowship later when we go into the book of Nehemiah.
所以我特别喜欢这个尼西米记。
That is why I especially love this book of Nehemiah.
第三个意义啊。
The third point.
建立分别为圣的生活。
To rebuild the city wall is also to build the life of holiness.
这个城墙建立起来之后。
After when we have built this wall.
墙内墙外就有分别。
There is a difference between inside the city and outside the city wall.
如果没有一个城墙的话就没有分别。
If there's no war, then there's no separations as to what is inside and outside.
那今天神拣选我们在耶稣基督里面，就是把我们分别出来。
Today, when the Lord has chosen us to be in Christ, it is for us to separate ourselves from the world.
神开始拣选亚伯拉罕的时候，就是告诉他你离开你的本地本族父家。
When God has chosen Abraham, the first thing He instructed him to do is that you have to leave your land, your hometown.
那么到神所指示的地方去，所以他是归神，他是完全属神的，那不属于本地，不属于本族，也不属于他的父家。
And he has to go to where God instructed him, a place where it's a place of God and not his own place, not his own hometown.
所以这个。神的选民以色列民说不列在万民中的是一个分别出来的。
And therefore, the chosen people of God is not among the world; it is a holy nation.
好，那么神就是要我们过这种分别为圣的生活。
And this is the kind of life that God wants us to live, a life that we will set apart ourselves as holy, sanctify a life of sanctifications.
好，我们来看这个尼西米记啊。
Let's turn to Nehemiah.
参考尼希米记的这个，我们看先看第三章的第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 1.
第三章的第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
这里提到啊，说大祭司以利亚什和他的众弟兄祭司起来建立羊门，分别为圣。
Here it says the high priest and the fellow priest went to work and rebuilt the sheep gate.
又建筑这个哈米亚楼，一直到哈兰叶楼，分别为圣。
And here they continue to dedicated themselves to build the Tower of Hundreds and Tower of Hananiah.
那怎么样分别为圣啊
？How do they set themselves apart?
我们看到这个十三章。
Let's turn to chapter 13.
这个城墙建好之后啊，才能够分别为圣。
Only when they have completed this city wall, then they can sanctify themselves.
我们看十三章的十九节。
Chapter 13, verse 19.
十三章十九节说，在安息日的前一日，耶路撒冷城门有黑影的时候，我就吩咐将门关锁。不过安息日不准开放，我又派我几个仆人管理城门，免得有人在安息日担什么担子进城。
Here says that when evening shadows fell on the gates of Jerusalem on Sabbath, I ordered the door to be shut and not open until Sabbath was over.
安息圣日，关起来，门关起来。
On the day of Sabbath, the holy day, the city gates is closed.
不准任何人。担什么担子进入这个耶路撒冷城？
No one is allowed to come into this gate.
分别为圣。
This is the day of sanctifications.
我当时有一些商人呢、啊，看哎，城关起来了，不能进来了。
So in verse 20 says that there was some merchants. They were outside the city gate and they wonder why can't we come in.
他们一两次住宿在耶路撒冷城外。
So for a few times they have to spend their night outside Jerusalem.
好，那么弥西米就警戒他们。
And here Nehemiah he warned them.
你们为什么在城外住宿啊？若再这样，我就拿手办你们了。
He said, why do you spend the night by the wall? If you do this again, I will surely lay hands on you.
所以如果说城墙没有建立起来
Therefore, if they had not built this city wall,
那么圣俗不分
then they cannot differentiate between what is worldly and what is holy.
好那么从这里我们就可以了解这个城墙的意义了
Therefore, we can see the importance of this city wall.
城墙建立起来，我们才跟这个圣俗才有分别。
It is only when we have the city wall, then we can differentiate the worldly from the holy.
所以今天呢，我们在基督耶稣里面要过分别为圣的生活。
Therefore, today we have to live a life of sanctifications.In Christ.
这种生活是我们必须啊要建立起来的。
And this is the kind of life that we must build.
我们看一下这个雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书。
James.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
James 4.
雅各书第四章第四节
Verse 4
第四章第四节
Verse 4
说你们这些淫乱的人啊岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗所以凡想要与世俗为友的就是与神为敌的、哦、雅各在这个时候这个提醒我们
Here JamesHe warned us.
当时有一些人就是圣俗不分。
At that time, there were people who cannot differentiate what is worldly, what is holy.
就是没有城墙的。
And it's because there is no city wall in his heart.
所以雅各称他们这些人叫做淫乱的人。
And that's why James here he called these people adulterous people.
也就是说，你们这些淫妇。
In other words, they call them the adulterous woman.
教会是基督的心腹啊。
A church, on the other hand, is a bride of Jesus.
怎么变成淫妇了
How can that be adulterous?
为什么教会变成淫妇
How can a church become adulterous?
与世俗为友
A church become adulterous is when it becomes a friend with the world.
没有城墙
There is no city wall.
所以这样子的话，变成与神为敌了。
And by doing so, it has become an enemy of God.
所以我们的城墙一定要建立起来。
Therefore, today we have to build such city wall.
就圣俗有别了。
Only then we can differentiate what is holy and what is worldly.
我们就可以过分别为圣的生活。
Then we can live a life of sanctifications.
这一点很重要。
This is very important.
我们看到这个第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节，说你们亲近神，神就亲近你们。
If you come near to God, He will come near to you.
有罪的人呢，要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的人，要清洁你们的心。
So wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded.
这里说心怀恶意的人。
Here it says double-minded person.
这个城里城外是不分的。
A person who is double-minded will take both everything that's holy and unholy inside and outside.
所以这种人呢，在亲近神、侍奉神呢，他我要神也要马门，我两样都要。
And this kind of person want both. They want God and they want mammon.
你是要忽视神呢，还是要忽视马门呢？总要分清楚，不要这样含含糊糊的嘛。
Here James instructed that you must be sure whether you're worshiping God or you're worshiping the world.
主耶稣说，忽视马门，你就没有办法忽视神。
The Lord Jesus says that if you want to worship mammon, then you will not be able to worship God.
那你忽视神，你就不能再忽视 mammon。
If you want to worship God, then you cannot worship mammon.
这个城墙一定要隔起来，要分别的，分别的。
Therefore, this city wall has to be built. This wall has to separate, yourself from the world.
我们看约翰一书第二章。
First John.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章十五节。
15. First John chapter 2 verse 15.
第二章十五节
First John chapter 2 verse 15
不要爱世界和世界上的事人若爱世界爱父的心就不在他里面了
Do not love the world or anything in this world If anyone loves this world then the love of a father is not in him
这个一定要城墙隔起来的
You have to build this wall And this wall has to set yourself apart from the world
不是这城内就是城外
Either you're inside or you're outside.
如果你在城外，你就不可能在城内。
If you are outside the city wall, then you're not inside the city wall.
如果你在城内，你爱神，那就不爱世界了。
If you are inside the city wall, you love God, then you should not.
第三章。
Let us look an example in the book of Philippians.
这是很明显的一个实例。
And this is a very clear example.
看第七节。
Philippians chapter
3
verse
7 Philippians chapter
3
verse 7 保罗在这里这样见证
Here this is what Paul he testified
Paul 指示我先前以为与我有益的我现在因基督耶稣当作有损的
Here it says whatever was to my profit,I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
因耶稣基督这个界限
is having Christ as the line.
这个城墙建立起来了。
Now when you build the city wall.
以前他在城外。
In the past, Paul was outside the city wall.
他所追求的是世界上的这些名利。
And what he was pursuing was this fame and status of the world.
但是今天在基督里面呢。
But now he's inside Christ.
那一些丢掉，有损的，那些垃圾不要了。
And all that he considered as rubbish, he considered as lost.
全部丢在城外。
Now that he has cast them out outside the city wall.
第八节说。
Verse 8.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的。
And what is more, I consider everything a loss.
把世界这属于世界的这些的都丢掉。
So everything that belongs to the world, he has considered them as lost and cast them out. He threw them away.
因为我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
Because compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得到基督。
For him, for his sake, that I have lost everything and consider them as rubbish, so that I may gain Christ.
保罗啊，他这个分别为圣的墙，很高大，很坚固。
This is how Paul he built this wall of sanctification. This is very great and it's very high.
所以我们看到保罗的这种成功啊，不是随随便便的。
And therefore we see the success of Paul is not taken lightly.
他的信仰是很认真的哈。
He take his faith.Very seriously.
是很确实很扎实的在建立。
It is a very concrete foundations that he has built.
所以今天我们要真正把这个墙建立起来。
Therefore today, we must truly build this city wall.
我们圣时要有别，我们一定要追求过分别为圣的生活。
And we must know how to differentiate what is holy and what is worldly and pursue a life of holiness.
那这个墙在哪里？就在我们心里。
And where is this wall? The wall is inside our heart.
所以在心中里头，这个一定要很清楚，分得很清楚。
And this wall
must
be very clear inside our heart that we know for sure it is built.
城里城外。
And after when it's built, we must know what is inside and what is outside.
这个是很重要的。
This is very important.
这样的话我们就能够成为这个属神的 圣洁的这个选民呢。
Then only we can be a nation that is holy, that belongs to God.
我们看这个彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
彼得前书第二章第九节。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
第九节这里说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
For you are a chosen people.
是有金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度。
A royal priesthood, a holy nation.
是属神的子民。
A people belonging to God.
要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
That you may declare the praises of him who call you out of the darkness into the wonderful light.
好，所以今天我们是被拣选的族类。
Therefore, today we are the chosen people.
好，就成为一个圣洁的国度。
A royal priesthood.
在这个国度里面，我们是属神的子民。
And within these holy nations, we are people that belonging to God.
我们是有君尊的祭司。
And we have a holy priest.
哦、我们看一下这个第
We are of a holy priesthood
第五节
Verse 5
看第五节、你们来到主的面前也就像活石被建造成为灵宫做圣洁的祭司
Here says that your soul like living stones are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood、
要借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭
And offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们这个属灵的真教会。
Today, we are a spiritual church, true church.
我们是被建造成为灵宫。
We, have been built like a holy spiritual palace.
并且成为一个圣洁的国度。
And has become a holy nation.
那这样我们才能在这个灵宫里头来侍奉神。
Only then we can serve God in this holy palace.
做有君尊的祭司。
To be a holy priesthood.
并且呢要宣扬神的美德。
And not only this, we have to proclaim the wonderful grace of God.
所以今天呢我们要过分别为圣的生活
Therefore, we have to live a life of sanctification today.
才能来宣扬神的美德
Then only we can declare the praises of Him.
这个就是城墙的一个建立
This is how we build this life of this city wall.
那么自从这个城墙被毁之后啊，这个百姓就没有平安
After when the city wall had been destroyed, the people did not have peace.
仇敌随时进来凌辱他们，欺负他们。
Because the city wall was not there, the enemy came any time to destroy them.
那这个城墙被毁了之后
After when the city wall had been destroyed,
你看这些犹大人他们彼此之间的没有办法联络
And there was no way that they can defend themselves from the enemy.
同时啊他们就没有办法过分别为圣的生活
And at the same time, they cannot live a life of sanctifications, and setting themselves separate from the world.
安息日他们要来守安息日像菜市场一样外邦人都来了。
For example, on the day of Sabbath, a holy day, so many businessmen, merchants will come into the city, making look like a marketplace.
所以呢要把城墙重修重建起来。
And therefore, it is very important to rebuild this wall again.
这是属灵的一个意义
Therefore, this is one spiritual teaching.
好，那现在我们就来看尼希米记
Now let's turn to the book of Nehemiah.
那尼希米记，我们知道我们学习的一个重点方向，然后我们进入尼希米记里头来学习其中的教训。
We have studied the introductions, the theme. Now we're going to go into the chapter.
好，尼希米记，我们先看尼希米记第一章的第一节。
Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 1.
第一章第一节
Verse 1
哈拉尼亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下这个是一个介绍
This is an introduction to the book of Nehemiah.
介绍说尼希米记所记载的就是尼希米的言语。
This is to introduce that whatever that's recorded in this book of Nehemiah are words spoken by himself.
所以尼希米记的主要内容就是尼希米的言行录。
The main content of the book of Nehemiah is the words spoken by Nehemiah himself.
好，那其中主要的部分就是重修墙垣的工作。
And the important topic of this is concerning the rebuilding of city wall.
就是第一章啊，到第七章。
This is chapter 1 to chapter 7.
好，那然后就是第八章到最后第十三章是关乎信仰的再复兴。
Chapter 8 onward is regarding to the life of faith.
因为这个城墙毁掉，所以他们信仰也毁掉。
Because the city wall had been destroyed, their faith has also been destroyed.
哦，以色列在圣殿建起来之后，也已经把他们的信仰复兴起来了。
And after when Ezra has built their faith, he has also revived their faith.
可是呢？城墙被毁，哇！结果他们的信仰，也被毁掉。
However, because the city wall was being destroyed, their faith was being destroyed as well.
因为虽然有圣殿呢，可是没有办法过正常的这个拜神的生活。
Although there is a temple, but they cannot live a life of worshiping God inside the temple.
因此呢，尼希米回来把城墙重修起来，并且呢。也再把他们的信仰重建起来，并且呢，加以最后第十三章加以再一次的坚固，这样子。
Therefore, Nehemiah he returned to rebuild this wall, which is then being re-strengthened in chapter 13.
那么从犹太的历史看呢，这一次尼希米在尼希米记十三章这个坚固之后，犹太人的信仰真的是固定下来了。
And when Nehemiah he had re-strengthened this wall in chapter 13, finally the faith of the Jews was firmly established.
他们对于这个犹太的信仰变得很坚强，坚强到最后，到主耶稣来的时候变成文士法利赛人。
These Jewish people were so strong with their faith, right until when Jesus came, they had turned themselves to be like a Pharisee and the scribes.
太过头了，超越了。
Because their faith has been so overzealous, way surpassing the law of God.
这个是大致我们知道的尼希米记啊，主要的内容包括这两个大部分。
And this is the main theme of the book of Nehemiah.
那么尼希米，因为这样子，我们就知道学习尼希米记的时候，除了学习这一些属灵的教训之外，尼希米这个人呢，也给我们很重要学习的一个模范。
And besides learning from the spiritual teaching of rebuilding the wall, Nehemiah himself as a person is a model for us to learn from.
所以我们这个是按照这两个方向来学习。
These are the two things that we're going to learn, learning from Nehemiah as a person himself, as well as the lesson behind the teaching.
现在我们就要先来看第一章。
Chapter
1. 这个第一章我们看到第一章很短，只有十一节。
Chapter 1 is very short, it's going to have 11 verses.
它可以分为两段。
There are two parts.
那第一段就是第一节到第三节。
The first part is verse 1 to verse 3.
就是看到这一章呢，主要就是提到重修墙垣的一个动机。
Here it talks about the intention of building the city wall.
那这个动机就是爱，爱的动机。
And this intention is love.
那这个爱第一段就是讲到这个尼希米的这种爱的关怀。
In the first part, we can see that the whole intention of building the wall, it is out of love.
我们看第一节，这个亚达谢西王二十年，祭司流月说我在苏珊城的宫中，这个尼西米这个时候他是在王宫里面。
In chapter 1 verse 1 it says that one while I was still in the citadel of Susa.
他在王宫里面做什么？
And what is he doing in this citadel of Susa?
第十一节最后说我是做王九正的。
In verse 11 it says that I am the I'm this 九正 cup bearer。
这个九正你看这就是很重要的，这个关于王的这个生命问题的，这个不是他。
So we can see that as a cup bearer to the king it is a very important role because he is serving very closely to the king.
这个九正这个官他有一个重要的任务，就是要让王每天很快乐。
As a cup bearer his duty is making sure that this king is happy every day.
哇，这个工作不简单。
This is not an easy job.
要服侍王，每天都很喜乐这样。
You have to serve the king and making sure that this king is happy every day.
实在太不容易了。
It is a very difficult job.
那么他是在这个王宫里面就担任这样的一个职位。
And so this is his role in the king palace that is a cup bearer.
那他的生活就是王宫里面的喜乐的生活。
And his life in the palace is supposed to be a life of joy and happiness, bringing this joy and happiness to the king.
看他人虽然生活在这样诱惑的环境里头。
So although he's living in this kind of environment,
但是他的心在哪里？
And where is his heart?
他的心没有受影响。
His heart is not influenced by the world.
他没有忘记。他是谁？
He has not forgotten who he is.
所以按照世上来看，他是一个王的九正，是一个大官。
From the worldly perspective, he's only a cup bearer.
但是按照他的本人来说，我是犹大人。
But from he himself, he knows that he is.